Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today. Growth from year one to year two, a big part of Cattlemen's Congress. We talk with Bray Haven about that in just a moment.
When you're ready to get to work, your equipment needs to be ready to go. P&K Equipment is here to help. Shop with confidence and find all the parts you need for your John Deere equipment at P&K. We have the largest inventory of parts in Oklahoma, so P&K has the part you need to keep your tractor or mower running great. Our trained technicians can service your equipment on site, in the field, or in our shop. Need help trailering your equipment in for service? We'll help with pickup and deliver back to you. Stop in and see us, give us a call, or shop online anytime at pkequipment.com.
If you're looking to lock in a floor price on your livestock, USDA is offering the Livestock Risk Protection Program to both cow-calf and stocker feeder operators. Coverage is based on a number of head, sex, and projected sale weight. Best of all, no margin calls, brokerage fees, or minimum contract sizes, and no upfront cost to you. Take the risk out of your cattle operation today. Call Dakota Moss at Livestock Risk Services at 580-618-2174 or visit LivestockRiskServices.com for more information.
He's the Executive Vice President of Cattlemen's Congress, Bray Haven, with us again today as we talk about the new kid on the block when it comes to national beef cattle shows. Cattlemen's Congress going into its third year in 2023. Bray Haven tells us from year one to year two, most aspects of the show got bigger.
We really grew in 2022. We grew in number of head entered. We grew in number of head shown, the number of sales that we had. The sales were super successful. And, you know, I think the greatest feedback that we get is when people go home and they go back and have their production sales on the farm is they had people walking through the barns here in Oklahoma City at Cattlemen's Congress that were buying their bulls, females, you know, whatever it was they were selling back home that saw those cattle here at Cattlemen's Congress. Maybe they didn't buy them at a sale here or whatever it might have been, but they got introduced to some new genetics, some new ranches that they weren't familiar with. And I think that more people are getting engaged in the seed stock industry here in Oklahoma because of Cattlemen's Congress. And I think that we'll continue to see outside interest and commercial producers continue to get involved with what we're doing here in Oklahoma City. And I think that's our end goal.
You know, literally, we did have almost coast to coast cattle producers coming in and bringing their animals.
Yeah, in the first 2 years, we've had 40 plus states, and then exhibitors from Mexico and Canada, and people that own cattle that are here that are from literally across the globe.
And with COVID hopefully behind us, that'll be one of the points of emphasis: more international presence at the 2023 Cattlemen's Congress.
In 2022, we introduced our international buyers program. We had some people here from Nicaragua, from Mexico, from Canada. Even in 2022, there were still some COVID restrictions in some countries across the globe. Mm-hmm. And so as that eases up, I think our international presence as well, not just our regional presence and the presence of commercial producers, but literally our international presence will just continue to grow into the future as we get further removed from COVID-19 and the effects that that had on travel, the effects that that had on, you know, people's ability and want to get out. And so that is another part of our show that I think could really grow.
You know, you mentioned numbers. The numbers that are actually shown, particularly in 2022, is the biggest show as anywhere in the country.
I don't believe there's another cattle show that had the number, sheer number of entries and sheer number of cattle shown that we had at Cattlemen's Congress. And I just think that proves that the interest here in this region, the ease of navigating Oklahoma City and getting to Oklahoma City helps a lot. But just like I mentioned before, our region and, you know, access to people in the Southeast and people in the Southeast that raise maybe American cattle and that or that crossbreed and things like that, I think that was another place we grew. You know, we saw Beefmasters, Brangus, those types of shows really grew and had successful shows here. And not that the other ones didn't. The other ones had a resounding success, bigger numbers than they've had anywhere at any time when you talk about some of the really large breeds. But I think that's important, too, to think about some of the crossbreeds and what we have to offer here in Oklahoma that they might not get somewhere else.
Executive VP for Cattlemen's Congress, Bray Haven. Bray indicates at this 2023 show set for the 1st through the 14th of January at the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds in Oklahoma City. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 70th annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Convention and Trade Show happening July 22nd and 23rd at the Embassy Suites in Norman. Great speakers. Network with fellow cattlemen. Check out the latest products and services from the sold-out trade show. And Friday, OCA will feature a forum of the Republican candidates in the runoff for the U.S. House District 2. Then on Saturday, a forum will feature the two GOP Senate candidates in the runoff for the final 2 years of Jim Inhofe's seat. If you're in the cattle business, you need to be there. OCA's Convention and Trade Show. Details at okcattlemen.org.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.